There's something going on after the Orlando attack. There's hurt, there's anger. That's what you got after the worst attack in U.S. history, too. But after 9/11, there was unity. Now, there's an unmistakable sense that everyone has gone to their corners. Last evening, Takeaway producer Amber Hall and I went to the Stonewall Inn. It's the birthplace of the gay rights movement right here in New York City in Greenwich Village. There was a vigil going on.
My name is Jackie, and I'm originally from Honolulu, Hawaii. I am scared, sad, furious, confused. Especially during Pride Month, for someone to come into a queer club somewhere like Stonewall that is so sacred to queer people, especially queer people of color, it's unfathomable, that level of hate. The fact that a lot of media is sort of spinning this and turning this into something that's just about like Islam or fundamentalists is abhorrent. This is about good old-fashioned homegrown homophobia.
My name is Tom Stolker. I'm from New York. This is hideous. And it's repeated. I don't want to get it political, but I feel like we've created an atmosphere where this sort of thing is becoming encouraged.
Charles was there, too. He grew up gay and black, just down I-4 from Orlando in Tampa.
I think growing up in such a conservative town with a conservative Southern Baptist family, it was very hard to imagine that I would even make it to 28. I'm almost 29 now, because I didn't see people like myself. How do we live in peace with people who are different from us? And how do we honor them on a human level?
The Stonewall Inn is a monument to gay rights, but this is also New York, ground zero for terror in America. And almost no one we talked to was blind to the fact that away from places like this, Orlando was about almost anything else, Islam or jihad or guns or Barack Obama himself. And none of these New Yorkers were getting the kind of unity that they remember from September 11th, 2001.
I'm Neil Parker. I live here in Manhattan in the Village. My initial reaction is anger. I have friends who are dismayed or upset or surprised. I'm none of those things. I'm angry. I'm really angry. I think America was less polarized then than it is today.
And so that suggests that this horrible event has kind of made everyone go to their camps and reinforce them rather than...
It's a Rorschach test. For whatever people feel, whatever people have to say about politics and America and what America stands for.
For a while at least, when anyone stared at the smoking wreckage of the World Trade Center, they saw America in that horrible ink blot. And now, maybe it's the election, maybe it's because of terror watch lists and guns, maybe it's because the victims were gay, maybe it's just too soon. But right now, it seems like Orlando is just showing people what they think they already know. To see photos of the vigil at the Stonewall Inn yesterday here in New York and to share your own thoughts, go to our website at thetakeaway.org.